Listening. A conversation between students. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 97.
Did you understand everything Professor Wong said yesterday about short-term memory?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure that I did.
Well, here's what I got from the lecture. Your short-term memory only lasts a few seconds, right? Information enters the brain through the senses, things we taste, touch, smell, and so on, and we remember it long enough to function normally.
Sorry, but what do you mean by function normally?
Well, for example, if I ask you a question, you can remember the question long enough to answer it.
Right, but you might not remember the question tomorrow.
Okay, that makes sense. But how is the process similar or different for long-term memory?
Actually, the process is quite different. First of all, to create a long-term memory, your brain has to decide that something is important.
Like information from yesterday's lecture?
Right. Or how to ride a bicycle.
Sure, like both of those things. But there's more to the process. To learn new information, you have to concentrate. You know, really focus on it and think about it. Or study it. Or to learn how to do something, like ride a bicycle, you have to do it again and again.
Yeah. So, in other words, if I want to memorize information for, say, an exam, and have it go into my long-term memory, I need to really concentrate on the information when I hear it or read it, and maybe review it several times. That's just common sense, I think.
It is common sense. But it's interesting to me that when you learn new things, your brain forms new connections, new pathways of neurons.
That is interesting. So learning actually changes the structure of the brain.